Hello and welcome to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my special guest, Bob LaRue. I'm curious, what is your favorite theater sports game?
Space Jump. I love Space Jump. It's so much fun.
Can you explain Space Jump to those who don't know what it is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Space Jump is, generally speaking, there's five players, but it can be more or less. And one player goes onto the stage, and they start improvising a scene as a single character in a location. And then another improviser walks in, and now there's two characters, but they're totally different characters in a new location telling a new story. And then this happens with the third, the fourth, and the fifth player. And then the fifth player, once they feel a beat or a moment has passed in their story, they'll leave the scene. And now it's back to that original four-person scene in that old location they were in. And then the fourth player will leave, and now it's back to the third-person scene, and it goes back down to the single-person scene. So you end up seeing five stories in the time it takes to tell one. Yeah, I love that game. It's so much fun.
Why?
It's challenging no matter where you are in the line of five. So it's great if you're first, because then it's actually, I find it less challenging if you're the first person on stage, because people come in and they have allowed something to establish the next scene and who you are and who they are and what you are to each other. But you have to react to it. So you can't think about it. You just have to be. But if you're fifth, you kind of have to calculate a little more and go, what have we not seen? What have we seen? How can I justify a room with five people? Or how can I make that person, how can I make it clear that they're a chair so they don't start talking or like moving? That's a great challenge. It's so much fun. And how many, it's so obvious to walk into a room and say, happy birthday. And everyone's like, yeah, it's a birthday. But it's, how else can you start a scene where there's multiple people already in the scene, but it's not established? How do you do that? So it's just a great challenge, I think, for players. I feel like most people don't really play it and think about that or challenge themselves to do it. But it's, if you want to do it well, it's hard. It's really, really hard, because how else can you do it? How can you do it silently? How can you do it in a way that some people are animated and some people are objects in the scene or whatever it may be? And how can you explain a world without being literal and saying, wow, I love Narnia. It's really fantastic, you know? How can you make it Narnia without saying Narnia? So, yeah, that's a great game. And if you're first or second, you really have to just roll with the punches. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I love that game. I could talk about that game for a long time.
Is there a game that you think, oh, not again?
I dislike Tap Out Monologue, but for petty reasons, in that I just don't enjoy playing it. I hate just, well, I mean, I'm a very standy, talky improviser, but I hate that is just a monologue. I'd rather, it's more fun to, like, paint a scene or be an animal in a scene and, like, make it physical. That I find more fun than just listening and telling. So, yeah. And the more I do improv, the less I like talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the more you do improv, the less you like talking.
Yeah. It's more like I would way rather play a giraffe smoking a cigar than play a drill sergeant or somebody whose sole purpose is to speak. Yeah. It's a fun challenge to try to communicate in ways other than talking. Yeah. And also animals are just fun. I have long limbs, so it's great. I enjoy it very much. Like horses, alpacas, dogs, cats, fish. I like playing all of those animals. Yeah. Or a car. I haven't done a car yet, but I should. That would be fun. Anyways, so yeah. Because there's so much talking. The host is talking. People in the audience are usually talking. You're talking. It's great to just take a breath.
My very second episode that I did for this podcast was about dress.
Oh,
D-R-E-S-S.
Okay. Yeah.
The acronym, they all mean things. And one of the S's in dress stands for silence.
Right.
And one of the things that I'm working on and I'm still working on, I probably will always be working on, is to trust the silence and to come on and not just start speaking, which you can do when you're nervous. You just, you blurt it all out.
Yeah.
But I'm learning to have a lot of joy in walking on and tasking myself with an action.
Yeah.
Rather than something verbal.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be being a fish or just, you know, I'm cutting up a vegetable, the old standby, or
the classic
chopping
carrot, yeah.
Or the old classic of peeling the banana or whatever.
Oh yeah,
just something that doesn't necessarily involve using your ears, but really using your eyes. Just the joy of sitting in that silence for 10 seconds or so. And it really gives, for me anyway, it gives me a bit of time to think, but it also helps me to establish, well, who am I and what am I doing? And I know that if I just start by speaking, sometimes you end up talking yourself into a corner. Quinn and I were talking about this too. We were talking about silence, and he stopped speaking, and I stopped speaking, and we just looked at each other, and then we just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, that silence can really help to build up tension sometimes, and it can, sometimes you can say more with less.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. And it the silence can then define what the relationship is or what the stakes are in a moment, which is awesome. And from like a more mechanical or technical side, I just saw a few weeks ago Deaf Theater Sports. And so the teams were half hearing and half deaf. And it was so fun to see, like, if a deaf player was starting the scene and another deaf player came on, they couldn't hear them walk on the stage, and they couldn't be like, oh, hi, honey, I'm home from work. They couldn't do that. And it was so natural for them to make connection and know that, like, they were both in the scene together and who they were to each other. But when you saw, like, one of the other players who weren't deaf walk into a scene and, like, try to communicate with the person knowing that they couldn't hear, it was, like, it was so fun to see them go, oh, because their initial instinct doesn't work. You can't be like, hey, I like that plate you're shining, or whatever it is they're going to do. So it was awesome to watch. It was very eye-opening.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
That's really exciting. And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see any of that, which is disappointing. But I'll look out for that. Is that every year they do that?
It's every year, yeah. Yeah, and it's so much fun. It was my first year this year. It's happened for the last three. But it was really, really cool.
I'll have to look out for that.
And it's just such great eye contact and connection. It's wonderful.
I really appreciate you coming and talking to me, Bob.
Thank you for having me. I'm really glad you asked.
It's been really interesting.
It's an honor.
Oh, gosh. Is it? Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yeah,
no,
it's great.
I can assure you that the honor is all mine.
No. The honor is ours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
That was good.
I just came up with that on the spot.
That was a Hallmark moment.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I do appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
And it's been so much fun. I would love to be able, I know you've got to go, but I would love to have been able to chat to you for another 2 hours because it's been really, really, really interesting and fun.
Yeah, this was great. I hope there's stuff you like in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
We'll see.
At the end of the day, it's just about two people who, if I may be so bold, are friends.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Who get along and we're just chatting. We just happen to be recording it.
Yeah.
Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. This was fun.
It's been really, really fun. And I appreciate you taking the time. And enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, this is great.
Fart.
Is that in there?
It is.
Yes!
You just had to get that last fart in there.
No, one more. Fart. There we go.
Thanks for listening to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my very special guest, Bob LaRue.